29 people, who at first glance appear to be more interested in getting back to their sessions on theoretical physics than posing for the picture. Some faces jump out quickly, others are not so recognizable except to physicists and chemists observing the image. Albert Einstein is easy to spot, of course, in the front row, dead center, the sun surrounded by the lesser planets and stars in the scientific heavens. Marie Curie had also been accorded a seat up front, but slightly to the left, comfortably flanked by two giants of physics, a bit less well known but almost as illustrious, Max Planck to the left in the picture, and Hendrik Lorentz to the right. Niels Bohr is in the second row, far right, no doubt just prior to the picture having discussed some facet of quantum theory with fellow disciple Max Born next to him. 17 of the 29 at the 1927 meeting had received, or would receive, Nobel Prizes in either physics or chemistry, almost 60% of those in the picture. Hence the well-worn reference to the high IQs of those in the photograph. Noticeably, only one of the photographic subjects is a woman, Marie Curie, by then the only twice-awarded Nobel Prize winner at the time, for her achievements in both physics and chemistry. She had been the sole woman attending these gatherings until 1933, when she was joined at another Solvay conference by her daughter, soon-to-be Nobel Prize winner Irène Joliot-Curie, as well as the Austrian physicist Lisa Meitner. Looking at the sober faces of Einstein and Curie, Planck and Bohr, knowing the connection between these people and some of their revolutionary contributions to advancements in the world of science, spurred me on to learn more about the meeting behind the picture. Somewhat akin to observing Newton's apple dropping from a tree to the ground in his garden, but on an infinitely less impactful scale, the intrigue of the image caused me to seek out a more complete understanding of the reasons for these gatherings. It turns out the fifth Solvay Conference on Physics was significant in its own scientific right, not just for cornering the market on Nobel Prize winners to fill the session, but for its famous debates between Einstein and Bohr on quantum theory. These two giants of theoretical physics were embroiled in debate on competing theories concerning probabilities versus certainties. Bohr said that quantum mechanics dictated that probabilities of events were the only way to explain the workings of the subatomic universe, while Einstein, one of the original discoverers of quantum theory two decades earlier, was not so sure. Instead, he clung to a more classical view that in the real world, measurements were done with certainty, not probability. In previous comments on probability versus certainty that Einstein expressed to Bohr's like-minded cohort, Max Born, Einstein had famously stated, "I am convinced that God is not playing dice." Wanting to know more about the Solvay conference in general led me to do some research that opened my eyes to the profound nature of these meetings. Ernest Solvay, whose namesake company now employed me, had been presented with the idea of sponsoring this meeting as part of his philanthropic ventures in support of his enthusiasm for science. The thought was to bring together a core group of the most intelligent scientists, the best and brightest of their day, to discuss the most pressing issues of physics. At the time, it was a novel perspective for professional conferences. Previously, much larger gatherings of scientists intermittently occurred to give papers on various subjects, with little discussion taking place following the formal presentations. In 1910, German physicist Walter Nernst suggested a different approach to support discussion and debate concerning classic physics tenets versus the newly developing subatomic view of the world that was called quantum theory, which was based in part on the idea that light was composed of energy that traveled in waves, as well as discrete particles called quantum.